Vinsima's 2025 is gearing up to be the biggest and most entertaining one ever. With a calendar of activities that includes new and traditional events, the Carnival Development Corporation is hoping to sell an experience and not just a show to patrons of the CDC's events. Marketing and Development Officer at the CDC, Edward Roberts, said one such event is Bacchanal Bay, which is the reintroduction of Raga and Soca Monarch semifinals. Roberts also said Vinsima's 2025 will no longer feature the traditional Fantastic Friday, but rather a new event called Rum and Rhythm.
This is strictly entertainment focused and not competition driven at all. So there'll be rum specials, there'll be specials on certain liquor brands and so forth, and there'll be a lot of rhythm as we're promoting artists and entertainment, a lot of giveaways and gate prizes, etc. So we're creating a whole vibe with this rum and rhythm activity to kick off the carnival in fine style for that 10-day period. And then on Saturday, we have the Kiddies Fun Day, Fun Fiesta. That is Junior Carnival. Traditionally, would have been just the mass bands parading the stage at Victoria Park in competition in various categories. But we'll be adding Coney Island-style activity. We'll be having a lot of bouncing castles, go-karts, face painting, and so on. That fair-type activity will be staged along with the Junior Carnival. So it's called Kiddies Fun Fiesta.
Calypso semifinals will now be hosted on Sunday, June 29th, and called A Night with the Legends.
Calypso in itself is legendary, and we, apart from Calypso being legendary, we have some legends who will be featured on this activity, so hence the name An Evening with the Legends. And for Tuesday, July 1st, we have Young Voices, Big Vibes. That's the Junior Calypso and Junior Soca Monarch competition. Again, you see we're adding concepts to each of these because, I mean, Young Voices, Big Vibes, a lot of the juniors ought to be motivated to continue in the art form when they leave school. And we have seen in St. Vincent and Grenadines, a number of our soca artists today and Calypsonians of today started in school. And hence we want to create that scenario in their minds that you're starting young, but there are big opportunities out there for you. Hence the concept, Young Voices, Big Vibes. We have Thursday, July 3rd, Junior Pan and Steel and Glitter. Again, this is another difference in the calendar.
On Friday, July 4th, the CDC will host Evo in Night in the Clouds, which will be followed by the Big Bad Raga and Soca Monarch competition on July 5th.
And this year we have keen interest in this competition. I know if you may recall last year, the prize money was increased, not just for Soca and Raga Soca, but for all components of Carnival. And but that announcement came sort of close to the Carnival itself. But this year, with the guys having an entire year to prepare, a number of hit songs have been released. We're quite pleased with the songs that we are hearing. And the moment we put out the form for registration for Soca Monarch and Bacchanal Bay, Raga Soca and Soca Monarch semifinals, we had a number of persons registering instantly, and every single day since then we have seen registrations. The numbers keep climbing, both online and for persons who physically come to the office, fill out the forms and do the registration. So we know that Soca Monarch this year is going to be a massive event. And Sunday, 6th July, we have Dimash Grant.
Marketing and Development Officer at the CDC, Edward Roberts. Vinsima's 2025 will wind down with the Juve and T-shirt Street Party on Monday, July 7th, and Mardi Gras on Tuesday, July 8th. With today's Carnival Update, I'm Colvin Harry.